The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right, everybody. It is 10 after 9. It's our final hour together on our reunion show. It is Monday. I am back, and thanks so very, very much once again to Rodney Anderson and to Paul Gleiser for filling in last week. They did a great job, and they had a bunch to talk about because there are all these running narratives, crazy Democrats bolting the state, thinking that'll work out well for them as they lie about election security continue. There's always an adventure in the world of the Biden administration. And the 6th District Congressional runoff. We're going to sprout a new member of Congress here in 8 days. And the 27th is actual election day, and early voting starts today in the 6th Congressional District. There is a vacancy there because of the very sad passing of our friend Ron Wright. His widow Susan and runoff opponent Jake Elzey are the last two standing. One of those people will be our 6th District Congressman. And this was a seat held for 34 years by, speaking of friends of mine, Joe Barton, who joins us. Joe, welcome, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. It's always good to be on your program, and good to have you back on the air after your vacation.
You are very, very kind. And it was on vacation that I get a voicemail from Joe saying, hey, give me a shout. Want to, you know, talk about a couple of things. Always glad to do that. And so I called Joe back, and he is somewhere really loud. And it sounds like he's around an enthusiastic crowd. And I said, Joe, where are you? And his reply was, I'm at a Jake Elzey rally. I'll let you pick it up from there, and then we'll go wherever you want to go and your thoughts about this seat that you honorably held for more than three decades.
Well, you're right, Mark. I did serve with I felt it was a great honor to be the congressman for the 6th District for 34 years. At the time I first got elected, it went from Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth down to the Woodlands just outside of Houston. So it was a long, rambling district that had been represented by Congressman Phil Graham, who was running for the Senate. Now, it's been redistricted every 10 years, and former Congressman Martin Frost put me up in Keller and Southlake and Colleyville, which I had never represented. And then when we regained redistricting control, my friends in Austin kind of put me back in Ellis and DeBaron, Limestone, and Freestone County. And then 10 years ago, I got the current district, which is Arlington and Mansfield and some of Fort Worth, and then all of Ellis and DeBaron County. So the district has moved around, but it's still a conservative district. And when I retired, my former district director and chief of staff, Ron Wright, ran and won. And then sadly, he passed away from cancer. And there were 23 people. And we were very fortunate that we got two in the runoff, two good Republicans, Susan Wright, Ron's widow, and Jake Elzey, the current state rep in Ellis County. And I know both of them real well. They're both good people. They'd both be good congressmen. There wouldn't be much difference in their voting record. But I think on the merits, you have to pick who is the best candidate, who will best represent and has the best chance to be an impact player. I think that's Jake. I think he... You know, and I'm not saying that Susan wouldn't be a good congresswoman. I think she would be. But I think Jake has just a little bit more ability to take that next step and help the district.
There are people who have gone to Washington from our area and who have voted the right way on everything, who have never embarrassed us. They've been straight up magnificent people. And Kenny Marchant comes to mind. I love him. I mean, this was a perfect record of service. Kenny was not going to be the guy up there, you know, waving his fist and, you know, doing the, you know, the full Jim Jordan, you know, that just wasn't his vibe. And at this moment in history, with so many wheels off ridiculous things happening, I don't know, Joe, I'm looking for fighters. And so I too, and listen, if I'm looking for a way, I know you are. So let's kind of work this together. Our love for Ron, your affection for him and Susan, that family, that partnership is the stuff of Capitol Hill legend. It's the stuff of North Texas legend. But that's not what any of this is about. When Susan offered herself up, it was a wonderful story. It remains a wonderful story. If she wins, it will continue to be a wonderful story. But right now, with early voting beginning, and it, whatever people want to do, they're going to do. And if you want some edge, you want some fight, you want somebody to get in there and mix things up, it seems like the combat vet is the guy who's going to do that.
Well, again, I've known Susan for close to 30 years. I knew her before she and Ron got married. Ron was not just an employee of mine. He was one of my very best friends. I encouraged him to run when I decided to step down. I enthusiastically supported him. And Susan was by his side the whole time he was in Congress. She couldn't have been a better wife. She couldn't have been a better friend. And again, she would be a good congresswoman. But Jake, you know, he's Naval Academy graduate, combat fighter pilot, Navy SEAL. I can't tell you how many combat medals he has, but it's half a dozen or so. Good record as Southwest Airlines. Did a good job as a freshman down in Austin. When he walks in a room, you notice him. I mean, he has that presence that most people don't have. I think he'd be an impact congressman. And it's not a question of sending somebody to D.C. to represent the district who would be good. It's a question of sending who we think will be the best and could best help the district. And, you know, I'm not being negative on Susan, but I just think Jake has that extra gear and we ought to send the best person we can. We're blessed that they're both Republicans. But I think Jake has just got that little extra edge and I'm going to vote for him.
Four of the top six were Republicans. Jana Lynn Sanchez just missed being the number two. I took a look in that field of 23 and looked at people voting for Republicans and people voting for Democrats. Susan had 15,000 votes and Jake had about 11. So again, Susan had 15,000 votes. Republicans not voting for Susan were about 35,000 votes. Now, I don't presume that Jake automatically gets all of those, but I want you know a thing or two about races and running and how elections go. I think the key here for early voting now and for the election itself on the 27th is how much of the non-Susan Wright vote from May 1st that Jake Elzey gets. A ton of people who didn't vote for Susan, but they were her second choice. And they go, lovely story, great lady, fantastic, I'm voting for Susan. But if those people who didn't vote for Susan wanted somebody else, like, for a reason, that is a deep mine from which Jake can pull.
I agree. You know, it's voters are finicky, and this is the only race on the ballot. You know, there's no Democrats, so it's debatable how many Democrats are going to turn out to vote. But to the extent Democrats do, I think a fair number of them will choose Jake over Susan. I don't know that. I don't have any basis for it. And to the extent that there are issues in the race, I mean, they're all both Jake and Susan are pro-life, pro-gun, pro-defense, pro-protect the border. I think the issue that's kind of an unusual issue in a race between two Republicans is that Club for Growth has run just a terribly negative attack campaign against Jake.
I know. Let's spend a moment. I don't get this. Club for Growth is this wonderful conservative free market think tank, you know, group of people. I have loved them forever. For some reason, they got some huge bug up their butt about Jake, and they are the people who ran some, I mean, I'm sorry, disgusting and deceptive ads about, they were the ones behind the, you know, Jake and Joe Biden's weak borders. And listen, I think this is them. I'd hate to think it's Susan's actual. I don't think any of this is Susan's actual campaign, even though she's got a pit bull running her shop. This notion of, Jake Elzey and the Democrats are trying to steal the runoff. It's got a big picture of Jake and Nancy Pelosi. Anyone who put out that mailer should be steadfastly ashamed of themselves. It debases and degrades the race, and it is a damnable lie. I don't get it, Joe. Is just the sad fact of this that ad campaigns like this, unfortunately, sometimes work?
Well, negative campaigns, if you don't know anything, if you don't know the candidates, and you get repeated negative ads against one of them, they can be effective. But in this case, they're not even true in the technical sense. Yeah. I mean, again, I know Jake. I've known him for about 10 years. He is a solid conservative. He is a true patriot. One of the things is, I said, he's been absent in Austin. He's got a 97% voting record, and he's there on all the major bills. He's going back and forth every day now to make the quorum call at 10 in the morning.
Yep.
And then he hops in the car after, if the Democrats haven't shown up, which they haven't, and he drives back north to some event in his district. I mean, he's burning the candle at both ends, so he'll be there if the Democrats ever do show up in Austin. But in case they're not, he's out campaigning, which he has every right to do. So that's the biggest disappointment in this race to me, that Susan has allowed that and the Club for Growth to do what they've done. And to some extent, she has done the same thing with some of the ads.
I asked her. I had her on, and she's welcome. And Jake's, I'm sure I'll be talking to both of them in the next 9 days here. And I'm glad to do so. And I love Susan. How many times can I say I love Susan? And that's why it hurt my heart a little bit. I'm sitting there talking to her about some of her own commercials, and she's just so uncomfortably weaving together sentences to try to make them sound like something of character and of substance, which she is. She is in the hands of pit bulls and liars who savage people for a living, and it's an uncomfortable fit, and I feel for her in that regard. And if from her own campaign, listen, she has authority over her own campaign, but if somebody like Club for Growth is running crap campaigns like they are against Jake, it is her responsibility to say, stop it. I will not have things like this done that accrue to my benefit. I will not have those damnable lies run against my opponent. And the failure to do that speaks volumes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just that's been a real disappointment to me. But on the merits, just you look at them and their abilities, their background, their education, their work experience, their personal charisma. Mm-hmm. Jake is the better candidate. And, I think I have an obligation as the former congressman, the longest serving congressman actually in the district's history. Tiger Teague served 28 years, I think. maybe 30. But I'm going to vote for Jake, and I would encourage people that are undecided to vote for him. I understand a lot of my friends are voting for Susan, and I would vote for her. I think if it were her versus Sanchez, I'd vote for her.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's two Republicans. It's a real blessing that we've got two quality Republicans, but Jake's the better one.
Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to have you on and sort of announce that here publicly in this house that we've spent a lot of time together in, for sure. Last thing, 60 seconds. Where was the Jake event when I called you? And where was that, in Ellis County?
It was in Arlington, near downtown Arlington.
Very cool.
And Crenshaw, Congressman Crenshaw was there, yep. and Governor Perry was there. I'd estimate between 350 and 500 people there. I mean, it was an amazing rally, mm-hmm. for a candidate. A lot of young people. I asked around, and most of the people there were registered voters in the 6th district. So all just right. Had a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. One of the advantages that Jake would have if he were to be picked to be the congressman, with his veterans background and fighter pilot background, there are a fair number of members of Congress that have that background, including Congressman Crenshaw. So he would have a built-in network if and when the voters choose to send him to Washington to be their congressman. That would be another advantage that he would have.
Well, early voting starts today. The actual election is a week from tomorrow, and Joe Barton is here occupying that seat for 34 years. He says that his selection, if you're asking, is Jake Elzey. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks. Let's talk soon and often. I always enjoy having you on.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the honor to be on your program.
It is. The honor is mine. That's Joe Barton. I'm Mark Davis. It's 927. All right. It is news time. And as I mentioned at the top of the show today, my return from vacation. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's lovely. But that's not the return that has smiles on most faces in spring in most steps. It is a return to the building of our friend Gordon Griffin. It was spring of last year when, of course, everybody was getting dispatched to their homes for various things. But Gordon had some health stuff, and then we all had some health stuff, didn't we? Either personally or nationally or globally, between COVID and his particular dramas, Gordon hadn't been in the building for like 15 months. And he is back, and our lives are better because of it. And the news is better. The news is good in more ways than one. It's good that he's back, and it's good that he's delivering it. So here's my friend Gordon in the newsroom, 933 Mark Davis, 660 AM. The answer. We'll kick off the home stretch half hour. I've talked to like everybody but you, Governor Abbott, Bill O'Reilly, Joe Barton. And so on this, our first day back, if there's anything from our chat, and I will, if you missed those, I will actually summarize all of them for you. And then you can head off and listen to the podcasts for firsthand listening as the day unfolds. But if there's anything from the week gone by or fresh in today's news or fresh off the weekend or fresh in your head or, you know, fresh or not fresh, I don't care. 866-660-5759. Let's see what we can make of the home stretch half hour here. Meanwhile, I know what the folks at Best Buy Windows and Siding can do, what they can make of your home. They can make an energy efficient paradise. It's hot. It's Texas summer. It's going to happen. You're going to get temperatures in the 90s. We're going to get triple digits, and your AC is going to be huffing and puffing, and you're going to pay more for energy in the summer, as you do in the wintertime when it's cold. And we certainly learned a little something about that this past winter. So when the temperatures get extreme, you count on your whole HVAC to keep things more moderate, to keep things at the 70-ish or wherever you set your own personal thermostat. If your windows are not working for you there, if you are air conditioning your yard, that can just be brutal. So you know what else can be brutal? The price of new windows. You ever shop for those puppies? $1,000, $1,500 a piece? Oof. The good news is you don't have to do that. No, you don't. Ken Kirks and the family are there to help you out. From Best Buy Windows and Siding. Best Buy Windows and Siding, www.thehoundsman.com. Their phone number is 972-200-4485. How do they help you? First of all, they don't beat you down with a day-long high-pressure sales game. They show up and they say, hey, we have some windows. They're awesome. You want them? And you say, yeah. And then they put you on the schedule for installation. That's about it. And that's exactly what I want. Just please give me windows and don't put me through sales pressure torture. And you got prices like these. 10 double-pane single-hung windows for $41.50. Got some upgraded ones with some extra bells and whistles, upgraded single hung double pane, $44.50. But then the big enchilada of windows, if that even is a thing, 10 triple pane double hung windows, best they've got, maximum efficiency, maximum quiet for your busy street outside if you got one of those. 10 of those for $57.50. 10 of them. And that's still coming in like half price of other people. So there's other people, and there's Best Buy Windows and Siding. BestBuyWindowsAndSiding.com, 972-200-4485, 972-200-4485, or BestBuyWindowsAndSiding.com.
Listen live using our mobile app through TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey. You're listening to 660 AM, The Answer.
You've heard this as a bumper on the show for a long time, right? You know who it is, right? It's not cut the cake or pick up the pieces, but it's the fairly unmistakable groove of the average white band. And where are they from? They're from Scotland, which is even more awesome. So the bit of broadcast history that we have here with this, because it is the birthday of average white band bass player and founding member Alan Gorey. And he was a guest on the show. I think AWB was in town. God, I think, you know, when we saw them, it was... it's Riata now in Fort Worth. Caravan of Dreams. Ask somebody who's been here for a while about the wonderful, wonderful venue. I'm very wistful about live music because I can't wait to see somebody because we're actually doing, we're doing live music again, I'm given to understand. But it was Average White Band. I forget who opened for them, but it was sweet. It was wonderful. And it was at Caravan of Dreams. So in advance of that, and we're going back this late 90s, early aughts, somewhere around the year 2000, maybe a little before. And in fact, it would have to be because of the small story I'm about to tell, because Alan Gorey is the first guest on the Mark Davis Show to ever drop an S-bomb. I don't know if he doesn't do a lot of radio. And, you know, I obviously can't give this verbatim, but so anytime I was doing musical guests, which we occasionally do, we always ask him about like stuff in the industry and, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit. And this is so ancient. This is like talking about stone knives and bearskins. Okay. We were talking about music sharing websites. Do we remember Napster? And this was the weirdest thing in the world because where we are now is you can buy music online. You can and thus own it, sort of, right? I guess you do. It's not tangible like a CD or a record the way we used to have, but you own it. Or you can do, and I'll tell you, I do this and live by it. I don't know why people have said, oh, it's an ephemeral, less emotional investment if you don't actually own the music. I don't give two squats about owning music. I care about the ability to hear it. And I know that if I ever stop my Apple Music subscription, that, you know, all I've got left is the 50,000 tunes that I do own. But I pay $14.95 to Apple Music. And you know what I get for that? It's a little thing called Everything Ever Recorded Since the Beginning of Time. You know, where do you think I went and got Vicky Carr? It Must Be Him on her 80th birthday. Think I plunked down $1.79 for that? Are you high? That's called Apple Music. So, but before, and by the way, that's how these people get paid. Because there were artists, I think Garth Brooks, maybe foremost among them, who was, and I guess Garth is on, iTunes now, isn't he? He held out for a long time. The point being that there are musicians who are grousing, and properly so, that with all these free music sharing websites like Napster, nobody got paid. It was suddenly music was free, and the quality was sometimes the download rates took a while, and it was because it was like the Neolithic era of 1998-99. So I had Alan Gorey, it's great. It's talking to him. It's like talking to Scotty. I can't do it, son. I got no power. And he's talking about how the band got started in Glasgow, and we put together a certain groove, and we're very proud of what we've done. And it was just wonderful because I love the brogue. I love the accent. I love the average white band. And we're wrapping up. And it's like, so Alan, in the music biz, here you guys are, you're still selling records. You're still, playing some dates and having a good time. What are your thoughts, since this is your livelihood, what are your thoughts about Napster and these free music sharing sites? So get ready. I'll clean this up for you a little bit. And he goes, well, Mark, I tell you. I'm sorry. I'm not even doing allegory. I'm doing like Mike Myers doing it. Get in my belly. Well, Mark, I tell you. We're grateful for being out there. We're just glad to be there, and we're doing all kinds of things that we love to do. We're playing for people. And I got to be honest with you, I don't lay awake at night worrying about people downloading S off Napster. I realized, good Lord, did Alan Gore just drop an S-bomb on the show? Yes! Yes! Special dispensation for a big star. Anyway, Alan Gorey, average white man, that was a long story, 75 years old. Brian May of Queen is 74, that's why he played that. Bernie Ledden of the Vintage Eagles is also 74, and we're going to leave. What? I can't remember what the show elements are called anymore. Song at end of show. We're going to play the exit ramp tune of an actual Bernie Ledden vocal, which is a wonderful, wonderful song from the Eagles' On the Border album. Okay, here's what we learned today, in no particular order. No, Greg Abbott is not sick of being compared to Ron DeSantis. If you catch the podcast today, and even though Rhonda's out, Jimmy Kersey is putting all that together, and David Darling puts it up. It'll be within an hour-ish after the show. The podcasts will still be there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Governor Abbott started the 8 o'clock hour off with him. And after he talked about special session and the crazy Democrats, first of all, I asked him, will you really arrest them when they come back? Now, can he do that? Yes. It's not going to happen. Not because he's not going to do it, but because it's something that can only happen within the state of Texas. It's not like being arrested for, dealing crack in a parking lot. We're not slapping the cuffs on and, hauling you into a paddy wagon. It is something where the sergeant at arms of the House and or Senate, it can call on the DPS, state police, to go get members of the House and bring them forcefully to beneath the Capitol Dome. Now, you can't do that outside the state. We can't go to Washington and get them. We can't peel them away, from the hotel bar in order to bring them back. So my thought is, if they're back in Texas, it means they're coming back. So it kind of becomes moot, or mute, as some might say. It kind of becomes moot, and I don't think that's going to happen. So now, will they come back? I don't think they're coming back anytime soon. I think the more they hang out in the rarefied Democrat air of Washington and get themselves all gaga about that and have a bunch of lame brains tell them how heroic they are, they're going to drink that Kool-Aid all day. And then if like 4 or 5 more of them get the COVID, then they'll just use it as an excuse. Is what we up to 5 now on the COVID stricken Democrats in the legislature? And the first and most important thing is I don't want anybody to get sick, and they all said they're vaccinated, so chances are they're not going to get any real manner of terribly sick, and I don't want them to. I don't want them to get sick at all. I would like them to do their jobs, but I wonder if they might use the COVID as an excuse not to come back. But in the other thing of Abbott news, I asked him at the end of our interview, are you sick of being compared to DeSantis? I even gave him the quote. A lot of people say, Greg Abbott is? He's Ron DeSantis 4 weeks later. Yeah, well, they ain't laughing about that. It's over at Abbott headquarters. But he says they're, you know, they hail fellows, well met, and they're compadres, and they get along just fine. And they're at the border together, and I'm sure they do. That having been said, Governor Abbott says he's been fundraising, and other than that, not paying much attention to the race. However, we do around here pay attention to that race, and to the Susan Wright-Jake Elzey race, and to just the continuing parade of news items, which it has been a joy to wallow through with you today. So much more to say. I mean, there's stuff I haven't even gotten to yet, including my travelogue of my Texas road trip with the family. So we'll throw that down tomorrow. A vintage Bernie Ledden Eagles record about, well, I'll tell you what it's about when we play it next, 9:50.
Following the special election for Congress?
Yes, I've gotten a slew of really negative mailers about Jake Elzey, so I did my own research. Turns out those mailers are a bunch of hogwash.
Oh, really? What'd you learn?
I learned Jake Elzey's the proven conservative who gets the results we need in Congress.
How so?
He's a combat veteran, a fighter pilot, and he's a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. And he's endorsed by Texas conservatives Rick Perry and Dan Crenshaw.
Impressive. What about results?
Well, as our state representative, Jake Elzey passed over $1 billion in border security funding. He balanced the state budget, stopped all tax increases, and banned critical race theory in our classrooms. And Jake's pledge to kill the awful high-speed rail plan.
I've heard enough. Jake Elzey is the real conservative I trust. I'm voting for Jake Elzey for Congress on July 27th.
Early voting starts July 19th.
I'm Jake Elzey, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jake Elzey for Congress.
Replacing all your home's windows is a big project, but I have great news. Right now, the good folks at Clarity Windows and Doors have their special buy one window, get a second window for 40% off, buy more, save more, you know. But wait, you can also freeze the price of your entire project for a whole year and pay as you go. It's one more benefit of the Clarity 5-star experience. And the more you need, the more you save with Clarity. Trust the local company with nearly 20 years in business, winning the Consumer Choice Award for the best window company year after year after year. Call Clarity Windows and Doors at 888-458-3630 or just go online at claritywindows.com. Clarity Windows and Doors, timeless beauty and savings for your home.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. Is your home ready for another blazing Texas summer? Hauk Air Conditioning has you covered. Reduce energy costs and enjoy summer in complete comfort with a new system from Hauk, H-O-U-K. Hauk is a company of honesty and integrity in business for almost 60 years. A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Tons of Google 5-star reviews. Hauk has special deals now on Carrier Infinity systems. Be sure to ask about energy incentive rebates. For quality and comfort, Hauk cannot be beat. Call 833-888-HAUK, 833-888-HOUK, or visit Hauk. AC.com.
660 AM. The Answer. KSKY. Balch Springs. Dallas. Fort Worth. Listen on TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey. This is 660 AM. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Stocks around the world are falling amid worries about a resurgence in global infections of COVID-19. Airlines, hotels, and other companies seen as most at threat by COVID-19 restrictions had the sharpest drops. Also on SRNews.com, England's nightclubs have reopened as the country lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. Subway traveler Michael Park says he supports moves to allow people to mix after months of coronavirus restrictions.
I think it's the right thing to do. People need to be able to start being able to mix. It's gone on for too long, and it's affecting people.
Despite the reopening, scientists are monitoring the big step out of lockdown with concern. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 760 points. The Nasdaq is down 178. This is SR News.
660 AM, The Answer.